Nolte, Time's Up for Time's Up, Corrupt Hashtag MeToo Group Ceases Operations. By John Nolte on January 23, 2023. The corrupt hashtag MeToo organization Time's Up is ceasing operations, the left-wing Associated Press reported. This despicable organization did exactly what everyone with half a brain knew it would do. Collect millions and millions of dollars in donations from people who actually care about issues such as sexual harassment and then use that money to protect credibly accused harassers such as disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, and his fraudulent see Joe Biden. From where I stand, Ashley Judd and the rest of these shameless grifters did what the left always does. Falsely advertise themselves as a group founded on a lofty principle. Rake in millions, earn all kinds of glowing media publicity. And then morph into a Democrat Party super PAC. See also, the ACLU, NAACP, and Southern Poverty Law Center. Although Time's Up was supposed to come to the aid of all women who claimed to be harassed by powerful men, that did not happen. The exact opposite happened. Time's Up came to the aid of Andrew Cuomo after multiple women came forward claiming he had harassed them. Yes, rather than help the alleged victims, Time's Up tried to help Cuomo undermine and discredit his alleged victims as liars and cranks. Why? Because Andrew Cuomo is a Democrat, and as we saw with Bill Clinton three decades ago, if you are a powerful Democrat, you can harass and assault all the women you want. And left-wing feminist groups will do anything and everything to protect you. Democrats sure got it good. Time's Up also ignored Joe Biden's eighth accuser. Eighth, Tara Reid, whose extremely credible assault allegation more than holds up under scrutiny. By Felicia. A year after pledging a major reset following a scandal involving its leader's dealings with then-Governor Andrew Cuomo amid sexual harassment allegations, the group tells the Associated Press that Time's Up is shifting remaining funds to the independently administered Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, and stopping other operations. The decision, which board chair Gabrielle Sulzberger said takes effect by the end of January, caps a tumultuous period for an organization that made a splashy public entrance on January 1, 2018, with newspaper ads running an open letter signed by hundreds of Hollywood movie stars, producers and agents. There are few life forms lower than men who abuse their power and physical advantage to prey on women. And I mean, legitimately prey on women. Not what's defined as preying on women today. Nonsense like looking at them, asking them to smile, or holding open a door. But I will tell you one life form that is lower. And that's those who prey on women who have already been preyed upon. Those who re-victimize victims, which is exactly what Time's Up did. To con these women, to take their money and obtain power using the sheep's clothing of a principled stand against abusive men when you intend to use that money and power to protect abusive men whose politics you agree with. Unforgivable. These Time's Up people are pure filth and deserve to be disgraced forever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.